Crown and Crew 2.2 in Room 13 are studying Native American people of North America. We have learned many interesting facts about the daily life and culture of these first people. Spend some time with us as we share our findings. It's time to investigate a day in the life of a Native American.
Hi, I'm Hannah. I'm going to teach you about the Sioux. They are a Native American tribe that live on the Great Plains in the United States. One of the cultural beliefs of the Sioux is that they believe plants, animals, and all things have power. They believed if they behaved, the power would help them. The Sioux believed that the white buffalo was the most sacred living thing on earth. Buffalo are part of almost all Sioux rituals. In the Teton and Santee tribes, the bear was important. Among these tribes, bears are regarded as curative. Curative means that it can cure diseases. The Sioux men led the people in the dances and ceremonies. They believed these dances and ceremonies were ways to talk to powerful beings. The sun dance is the most important religious ceremony practiced by the Sioux. It was a time for everyone to see each other. The holy man went and selected a cottonwood tree to be the central pole for the ceremony. As part of the sun dance, men pierced themselves on the side of their chest with an animal bone and pulled it out of their skin during the ceremony. The Sioux believed that their personal sacrifice would help their family and village. The ghost dance was also extremely important. The ghost dance belief is that with proper practice, the ceremony would reunite living people with the dead. The Sioux were a tribe of many stories. The Sioux sometimes do stories as symbols. I'll read you a story from the Sioux. An Arico woman was once gathering corn from the field to store away for winter use. She passed from stalk to stalk, tearing off the ears and dropping them into her folded robe. When all was gathered, she started to go, when she heard a faint voice like a child's, weeping and calling. "Oh, do not leave me. Do not go away without me." The woman was astonished. "What child can that be?" she asked to herself. "What baby can be lost in the cornfield?" She set down her robe in which she had tied up her corn and went back to search, but she found nothing. As she started away, she heard the voice again. "Oh, do not leave me. Do not go away without me." She searched for a long time, and at last, in one corner of the field, hidden under the leaves of the stalks, she found one little ear of corn. This is what had been crying, and this is why all Indian women have since garnered their corn crop very carefully so that the succulent food product should not, even to the last small nubbin, be neglected or wasted, and thus displease the great mystery. These folk tales or myths are ways the Sioux passed on their beliefs or stories to pass on their knowledge to youngsters. The Sioux live in the Great Plains. The weather where the Sioux live is extreme. There are not a lot of trees in the Great Plains to stop the wind. It rains a lot in the low, flat plains. When dry, cold air mixes with warm, wet air, it can create tornadoes. Many tornadoes form in the Great Plains. The Great Plains are in the middle of the United States. The Great Plains states include Montana, North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, Colorado, Nebraska, Kansas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Texas. Remember, these were not always states. The climate of the Great Plains is a continental climate. The plains have very cold winters and very hot summers. Sometimes cold wind blows down from the Arctic into the Great Plains. More rain falls in summer, except in some northwestern parts of the plains. For recreation, the Sioux played games. The boys' games trained them to be hunters and warriors. There are races on foot and horses. Some games were like contests that included running, jumping, and shooting arrows. Both boys and girls played ball. The boys played rougher. In winter, boys and girls played with homemade tops on ice. They would also go sledding on sleds that were made out of buffalo ribs. Winter nights are good for stories and playing games indoors. The Sioux play guessing games like moccasins. They put 3 moccasins out to play the game. One of them put a pebble in one of the moccasins. Someone had to guess which moccasin had a pebble in it. They sometimes made bets. They also played dice games and hitting ball games. They later included archery, running, and various ball games. Before you leave, I have one more fact for you. Did you know that the Sioux believe they may have descended from an eagle?
Hi, I'm Ayla, and today I'm going to be reading you today about shelter, food, and clothing from the Sioux. Shelter. Most Sioux people live in homes called teepees. Teepees were made of strong wood poles and buffalo skins. Children had very small teepees. Some used them to play with and used the small teepees as dollhouse. They built a small fire in the center of the teepee. Food. The Sioux people were mainly hunters. Some of the people were nomads, meaning they moved around to search for food. They hunted deer and buffalo and even fish. And to be honest, my favorite food is fish. Clothing. Clothes were made from animals, mostly deer skins. Women and girls wore long dresses and leggings. For special times, the Sioux decorate special clothes with elk teeth, claws, feathers, and fur. Also, when it's winter, the Sioux wore buffalo hides and moccasins.
Hi, I'm Gabby, and I'm going to teach you about roles of the tribe members. People farmed, and the women skimmed the teepees, and the Sioux also moved their homes every couple of months, which was hard. They made special tools that helped them move around. The Cheyenne and Lakota tribes used travois pulled by dogs to move their belongings. Kiowa women built their homes and were in charge of their homes. The men are assigned to hunting and traveling outside the village. The women were in charge of making the clothing and taking care of the home. Also, the men would be in charge of the feeding the family, which also means hunting. They follow buffalo herds because they are the source of their food. They move every couple of months, and they live in the Great Plains. The women cooked and cleaned. The Sioux tribe migrated to different parts of the region. The boys spent their preteen years learning to ride horses and shoot moving targets. They also learned to shoot horseback. These skills were expected to help practice bringing food to the women. By the time a girl became a teenager, she looked forward to marrying a brave Sioux boy and using their new skills as a wife.
Hello! If you decided to listen to this, thank you so much. My name's Mia. Now let me give you info about animals that lived with the Sioux. First of all, the animals the Sioux ate were buffalo, deer, bear, antelope, turkey, and chicken. The Sioux also rode horses. Bison and bears were two greatly respected animals to the Sioux. Some animals the Sioux lived by were pronghorn, wild turkey, prairie dogs, coyotes, bison, golden eagles, and bald eagles. First, to start us off with antelopes. Antelopes are mammals, just like cats, dogs, and a lot of other animals the Sioux ate. Surprisingly, antelopes sometimes pant like dogs. Male antelopes are called bucks. Females are called does. And babies are called calves. About two-thirds of the antelope species have antlers. Those tough antlers antelopes have are made out of carrots, and the stuff our nails are made out of. Our next target is bison. Male bison can weigh 2,000 pounds, and that's a lot. Bison can also grow thick, shaggy coats to stay warm in the winter. Bison have a strong sense of hearing and smell to help them avoid predators. Bison are herbivores. That means they only eat plants. No eating me today, bison. Next topic, bears. Bears can grow from 5 to 8 feet tall and weigh as much as 700 pounds. Brown bears have a hump between their shoulders. The hump is a big lump of muscle they use for finding food. Bear can run up to 30 miles per hour. So if you invite a bear to a party, just remember he's a carnivore and he can outrun you easily, so he'll most likely devour you if you try to defend yourself. Now don't run away, because we're getting on onto fast deer. Some deer have white spots for camouflage, like chameleons. As if that weren't cool enough, they can point their ears to follow sounds. Gobble, gobble. This is going really fast. Next, we're going on to turkeys. Turkeys can fly. Most people in the U.S. don't know that. These birds have a flap of skin on their necks called a wattle. Next up is a chicken. Like, we don't know who they are. Sorry if you don't know what a chicken is. I'm not meaning to offend you. There's only one interesting fact I could find about a chicken. The flap of skin on the top of a chicken's head is called a comb, and the little thing on the neck is called a wattle, like a turkey.
A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is produced by Cronin and Company, with additional reporting by Room 13 students. Research and fact-checking is done by Mrs. Cronin. Our digital editor is Mrs. K.
Special thanks to our extended learning community for the opportunity to create this podcast. A Peek Inside a Native American Tribe is a Room 13 production coming to you from the beautiful hills and valleys of New England. Once again, thanks for listening, and please be sure to tune in for future episodes.